welcome to a bonus Easter episode on Chatty Moms. We are just kind of popping by and just thought we'd do a little bonus episode and kind of chat a bit about our weekend and kind of what's been going on recently.
Yeah, we're together here in Moncton right now, so we thought, why not?
Yeah, exactly, because we've been posting mostly just birth stories right now, and, you know, like, mostly all backstories, and pregnancy episode is going to be coming out in 2 weeks, and then we have Maeve's episode dropping on Wednesday, but just kind of wanted to stop in and kind of, you know, tell you guys about our weekend. So, oh my god, what a weekend it's been, man.
And it's still just Sunday.
It's Sunday. It's literally Easter around supper time, and we've already...
Yeah, Dad's up there just still cooking.
And... oh my god. Like, yeah, we've just...
Yeah, you definitely had a crazier time. Mine was kind of just... Like, Easter for me, Saturday morning, is packing up for the first time two little babies. Usually, like, every time we come to Moncton, it was just Douglas. And in the first year, I'd probably pack up half of my house.
Oh my god, Felicia packed, like, dish soap.
Everything. Like, I brought everything. Yeah. And then, like, once Douglas was a toddler, it was just kind of bringing some toys, diapers, and clothes, really.
There was no babies. So, like, you had to bring toys, yeah, right? And now, at least, like, Levi has some toys and stuff like that, so it's not that big of a deal. But, yeah, so Felicia gets here, and she's making a bottle for Maeve or whatever, but, like, she doesn't have all of the packed stuff like she used to have.
All the cleaning supplies I usually bring.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, you know, it's second child
problems. You kind of get, like, half of what you would get with a normal, like, first child.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, Douglas wrapped with, like, bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Maeve just thrown.
I definitely brought probably half of what I would have brought along the first time. So that was pretty funny, but...
But you packed a lot of stuff.
Oh, like, yeah, still... I mean, you never know how many clothes you're going to go through. Like,
and
luckily,
diapers. And,
yeah, she doesn't spit up much or have blowouts.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, I say now.
Yeah, watch. 2 hours. Yeah. But, man, so Good Friday for me was actually insane. So, just like a normal day like any other, we went and visited Joey's family, and we had
a lunch or just like snacks?
Well, we pretty much just hung out. We went and seen, so Joey has two younger siblings, Damien and Alexia. So, we went and played with them for a little bit and brought Levi over, and he opened up a nice Easter basket, and that was super fun. And then, so right now, Levi is almost 7 months, and we're trying different foods. So we're doing kind of like purees, mashed, and a little bit of like, you know, like little chunks of stuff.
Little finger foods.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so I've been like humming and hawing about trying eggs for the first time. And anyways, I had a hard-boiled egg, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to mash it up. And, yeah, we're going to try some hard-boiled eggs for the first time. Anyways, so he did pretty good. He ate about, like, half of the hard-boiled egg mashed up. And then it was just, like, our normal routine. We were just kind of, we sat him up on the couch and we were just kind of playing with him a little bit. And then I realized he was scratching like crazy and itching. And, like, this will be another episode, but Levi has eczema. So this
poor guy.
Listen, okay, he's defective.
dry baby.
He's such a dry skin baby. So, but he's like itching more than usual, and it didn't really make sense. And he was whining a lot. So I said, okay, well, I'm gonna bring him upstairs for an early bath because normally I do bath like right before bedtime. Anyway, so we brought him for bath, and then I noticed like his eczema patches, where he normally has them, were like much more red. So I was like, well...
And he had been doing good, so that was quite odd.
Yeah, because he... Like, we have cream for it, and he's been doing really good with it. Anyway, so he was just like... You could tell something wasn't sitting right. And then after bath time and everything, I sit him down on his changing pad, and he just throws up everything. Milk, egg chunks, disaster. Okay? Like, you think hard-boiled eggs smell like shit? Yeah.
Puked. It went all over him.
Oh, yeah. All over him. So then right back in the bath. But then, like, he looked like he felt better. So I was like, okay, clearly the eggs were just, like, not sitting well with him, maybe. So anyways, he seemed like he felt a lot better, but he was, like, very pale. And, like, Levi's already
ghostly. He's already really white.
Oh, poor guy. But he seemed like he was doing better. But yeah, like his the red spots were definitely like kind of spreading a bit. And then I was like, oh man, like maybe he's having an allergic reaction, kind of stressing out a little bit. So we're kind of just like sitting with him. We gave him some more milk and he seemed like he was doing fine. But then at this point I called 811 just to be sure. And of course I'm on the phone with them for like 45 minutes answering all of the questions, right? And they're asking me like if his tongue is swollen, his lips are swollen, his eyes are swollen, and like nothing like that. But he definitely had like hives that were starting to spread. But again, like after he threw up, it started to get better, kind of. Like it was so...
And scary that it still takes like 45 minutes to get a hold of someone. Because like, because of the pandemic,
well, it's that
like,
too, yeah.
It's just there's so many phone calls still going through. But yeah, if you just have like something so little to ask...
Well, that's the thing, because I called them. They said a nurse was going to call me back.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, and then again, like, I was on the phone with them for a while to answering all these freaking questions. But, so, like, between the time that he ate the eggs and the time that, like, the hives really started, it was only, like, 45 minutes to an hour. And then the nurse said, you know, like, even though it's maybe looking like it's getting better, it would probably be best to go to the emergency room. And me and Joey were like, oh, my, like... First of all...
The last thing you want to do,
yeah, the last thing you want to do is go spend 4 hours in the emerge, right? But anyways, so we told her to fax over all of the information we gave her to the Moncton City Hospital. But like me and Joey just said, let's just wait a little bit and see how things go. Which, like, I know, it's so stupid. But honestly, like, he looked like he was getting better.
Yeah, you had even texted me at this point, like, the whole scenario. And then like, oh, never mind. Like, we're good. Like,
because this is Friday before you guys come up on Saturday. Yeah. And then like within 10 minutes, the hives were just... like chin and cheeks were really, really bad. They were like, because they had started in his armpits and they went down his chest. And oh, so Joey, and then he like coughed once and Joey goes, okay, we're going. Because then he started sticking his tongue out. And I was like, well, what if his tongue is getting swollen? Like, how do you check that? Yeah. He put his finger in his mouth and he just like licks it, you know?
Yeah, I would never know like the size difference. Yeah. And, I mean, unless it like literally doubles, but like who actually looks at someone's tongue?
Oh my God. So of course me, like if something like, if I get like really like nervous or anxious, like I gotta go to the bathroom. Anyway, so like I like run to the bathroom. Oh my, like probably to pack five up probably times. Too. Yes. Joey goes, you have the worst poop timing. And I'm like, I gotta go. Poor guy. Anyways, but he was like still in really good spirits. He was like laughing and giggling. Anyways, so we get to the ER and it was actually pretty dead. Like there wasn't a lot of cars or anything like
that's
that.
That's nice, yeah.
So me and Joey both went to the door and then the nurse asked us like the whole page of COVID questions. Oh. And I had told them, I said, like, my son's having an allergic reaction. I called 811 and they faxed over his information. And anyways, and then, of course, they said only one parent can go in.
Yes, so annoying.
Oh, I know. And, like, we had left so fast. Joey didn't bring his phone.
I mean, Joey forgets everything at home, but, like...
Yeah, and Joey's not great with his phone to begin with, so he never has it. Anyway, so he went back in the car because I had mostly all the information and all, like, the hour specifics, I guess. So, poor Joey sat in the car for an hour and a half before he got an update. But anyways, they were able to take us in right away to triage. And the nurse was so great. Like, he was really good with Levi. And again, Levi was doing really good. But they had to take his blood pressure. And that's not comfortable
for
babies.
How do you even do that?
Around their leg.
Oh.
Like their calf. Oh, my God. He was not happy. And then his little foot was blue because he had no... Like, you know.
I mean, he's got some chonk on his leg, so, like, good thing. But, oh, I didn't even think about that for a baby.
I know. And the nurse was, like, really great. He was really reassuring. He said, you know, like, I've seen, like, really, really severe reactions. So, he said, but we're going to bring him to trauma right away. So, then, now we're in trauma. And, again, like, everything went so fast. And I guess, like, when you do have a baby and, like, we got, you know, something going on, they bring you right in. So, at least that was...
Yeah, they don't mess around.
No. So then immediately the doctor came in and kind of checked him out. And anyways, yeah, they said it's definitely an allergic reaction. And he had, the hives were like really spreading at this point. So again, they gave him Benadryl because they said the last thing they wanted to do was give him epinephrine right away. Just to see if the Benadryl would help. So he gave him Benadryl. And then they said they were going to wait for about an hour or so. And then the hives definitely slowed down. And then at this point, there was a nurse coming in to take a blood test.
Oh,
and like he's screaming bloody murder. And like a nurse has to hold his arm still.
And like the veins would be so tiny.
Oh, yeah, she's digging around in there. I'm crying, obviously.
Just the thought of it. Like,
I know. But all in all, I have to say, like, he was such a happy little baby there. Like, Levi ended up being awake. Like, right now his wake hours are like 2 hours to 2.5 hours awake, and he was awake for this whole scenario for like 6 hours. And like he's in bed
at like 6, so yeah. This is like...
And we went to the hospital at 6.
Yeah. Oh.
So, anyways, you know, there was a few up and down moments, but most times he was really good. Like, he was just laying on the hospital bed and kicking and... Oh, but anyways, definitely a few, like, shrieking, crying moments that just broke my heart. And then, but yeah, so the Benadryl definitely really helped. And then I was hoping we were going to be able to get discharged at 8, because we had got there at 6. And the doctor said, like, things were doing a lot better. He gave us prescriptions for an EpiPen and... some other stuff there, because he said that when a baby's exposed to an allergen the first time, sometimes it can be like a mild to moderate reaction, right? But like if they were to be exposed to it a second time, they could go into anaphylactic shock. So definitely need an EpiPen around just in case. And anyways, yeah, so we were hoping to get discharged at 8, and then a literal psychopath came in an ambulance and was put into the trauma room next to us. And it was, honest to God, a show from Grey's Anatomy. They shocked him like 6 or 7 times because he had had a heart attack. So I kept hearing like, Claire, whoosh. Anyways, once they finally got him awake, he starts screaming and freaking out. He was trying to get up off the bed. Anyways, and they had a hard time. I
just
love the
update from you. You're just like, I'm just here in the room waiting. There's just someone literally dying next to me. And I'm like, are you serious right now? Or just kind of like joking. Like,
at this point, I had gotten Levi asleep on me. And I was just listening to what was happening. But this guy was trying to get up out of the room. And then the doctor comes into our room. And he goes, you know, I really want to get you guys discharged, but... like, we have to restrain the guy next door. We can't let you leave the room because we don't know what's he going to do. And I'm like, oh, my God. Anyways, we ended up leaving at 9:30. But at this, like, way before this, I forgot to mention, like, I had ran out to Joey and just told him to go home and get his phone and just, like, wait until he can come and pick us up. Because there was no point in him waiting in the parking lot.
Sitting there, yeah.
And I mean, we were there from 6 to 10 at this point because this psychopath, of course, like, this shit happens to me all the time. Ugh. And then poor Levi with his stupid egg allergy now. So now he has a bunch of specialist appointments coming up, and we really got
to
watch. It'll
be interesting to see if they'll do more tests on different allergens. I know. And see, like, is peanut butter or nuts.
Yeah. Well, they mentioned, like, kids with eczema have, they're very prone to allergies, apparently. So he said all of, like, the very high allergen foods to definitely stay away from. But anyways, he said that a trip to the IWK to do an allergy test will probably be in our future here. But, man, this poor guy just does not have a break.
Yeah.
Does not get a break at all.
And, like, reading labels now and, like, watching out for everything. Oh, yeah. Man. Like, eggs are literally in everything.
Like,
everything.
Like, poor guy's going to be eating oatmeal and applesauce the rest of his life because I just cannot handle that.
Oh, God.
And, like, can you just imagine, like, we have the EpiPens and I know how to use them, but, like, I just hope so much I don't have to use it. Oh, I could not imagine. Anyways, but... the rest of Easter weekend was fantastic. We had so much family time.
A lot of good food.
Oh, so much good food. And so many Maeve snuggles.
Trying to get some photos of Douglas at this point. Like, he's just such a little independent boy. If he doesn't want to take a photo, it's just, no thank you. And you're just off playing his truck. So it's mainly just photos of Maeve, Levi.
Yeah, Douglas in the background.
Yeah, and then we got photos with Charlie. So our stepsister, Jamie, her daughter.
Yeah. Oh, but, it was so fun to have all four of them around, but they were a little grumpy for sure.
Yeah, today was definitely a... well, the weather here in Moncton, like, we're Sunday, so it's kind of like a half snowstorm. Yeah. Really cold, and weather is...
and everybody's just... yeah. And I totally get it, like... and plus, like, Douglas isn't
He's out of his element at home.
Yeah, and... exactly. And then Levi's still not feeling good because he's trying to get rid of these hives, and he's still
taking... Yeah, he was starting to break out a little bit this morning. Yeah. But...
So he's, like, we're still taking some Claritin for the next 5 days. And, oh my god. And then, but Maeve's been fantastic. She's just here sleeping right now like a little angel.
Yeah. Other than when she has burps or farts, she'll cry, but yeah. She's pretty good other than that.
Oh my god, yeah. But yeah, it was definitely like, it was super fun. I mean, you traveling with two kids,
honestly, I didn't know how, like, if, depending how Levi was going to go on Friday, I was like, am I even coming up on Saturday?
I thought of it too. But after they gave him the Benadryl at the hospital and I noticed that he was, his hives were really going down, I said, oh, he's going to be fine. But I mean, my house and my dad's house where Felicia and Doug and them are staying... 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Such a close drive, which is convenient. Like, if we forgot something at one of the other houses, just...
Oh, yeah.
Quick drive over, so...
No, it's super convenient. Especially for us, too. Like, it's really helpful. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, tonight we're just kind of gonna chill. Probably maybe watch some movies, hang out, maybe have an early bedtime, because, listen...
Probably a nap.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah, we're up a couple times, but she actually did pretty good sleeping. Like, you never know, going at to a sleep different... somewhere else...
Yeah.
But, and she's in her crib at home, and then we have to bring a bassinet for here because she's sleeping in our room. So she grunts a little bit in her sleep, but we slept a bit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
My God. I think, so that night when we came back from the hospital, so Friday night, like I didn't sleep. I slept 2 hours because I kept looking at the monitor, making sure that, because the nurse had mentioned he could potentially have, like, a second reaction cause him to go into anaphylactic shock. And I was like, oh, good. Thanks. And she goes, because at this point, I wasn't able to get to a pharmacy to get the EpiPens because it was too late because pharmacies now close at 10 because of COVID.
So stupid.
I know. But she was like, call 911. They have EpiPens on there. Great. So, yeah, all night I just kept looking at the monitor, making sure he was breathing. I know Joey woke up a few times, and I would just, like, hear the door open to Levi's room.
Oh, really?
Joey would go and just, like, put his face near his face, make sure he's breathing, and he goes, comes back to bed. Like, ugh.
Oh, good.
It's just so stressful, and we'll definitely get into it some more, but, like, this was...
Especially with what you find out and stuff.
I know, and this was Levi's second emergency room experience. We'll get into the first one, maybe in the postpartum episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it happened pretty early, so...
Yeah, anyways, Liz. Oh, this boy. The last 6 months have been...
A roller coaster.
A roller coaster, but love him to death. And, you know, I'm just so happy he's okay, and at least we caught it, right? So, no more eggs for that guy.
Yep.
Anyways, we just wanted to kind of update you guys on our weekend, and we hope that everybody has... had a fantastic Easter and, you know, lots of good food and family and friends. Or, you know, if you just kind of sat at home and watched movies, that's great.
Yeah, have a bottle of wine, some chocolate, all good.
Oh, my God. So make sure to check back here on Wednesday for Maeve's birth story.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah. And, I mean...
That's her right there. Just saying hey.
All right, so... Chat soon.
Bye.